Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. We're going to jump right in and have a little conversation about word as creation. I was playing with my 3-month-old little boy today, and every day I have little conversations with him. And we're talking about the weather, and we're talking about how beautiful he is, what is going on in my mind and my feelings, and how I think things are going today, things I might be unhappy about, nonsense, just ramblings. Ramblings on being with my son. Every moment is such a joy with that little boy. And I noticed I ran out of words. I ran out of things to say. And he began making noises, so I began making noises, and it occurred like we are communicating, and it has nothing to do with the words that were coming out of my mouth. Before there are words, there are feelings, emotions. And before there are emotions, there is something else. And we will get to that. I began experimenting with my son, and now I no longer learn to be using words so much as walking up to my son with a feeling. I'm interested to know, before anything comes out of my mouth, how is the emotional state that I am in impact my little boy? So I began doing this. Before I go to greet my boy, I take a moment and I fall in love. My entire body is radiating love. I walk up to that boy, I'm radiating love. And I look at him, and he looks at me, and he laughs. Before I say anything, I'm looking, he's looking. I'm smiling, he's smiling, and he laughs. And then I might say something like, not words, simply sounds, ow, ow. And he laughs. Love is present. Who is making up words anyway? What is a word? It is made of what? Now let us look at the word, W-O-R-D, made of letters. L-E-T-T-E-R-S, letters. Words made of letters. Who makes up letters? Who made the W? Who made the O and the R and the D? Who came up with these shapes? Who came up with these sounds? Every letter in every language it is made up. Without man it does not exist. I do not see monkeys and caterpillars making W-O-R-D-S's. I do not see birds and worms and fishes, hippopotamuses, making up W-O-R-D-S's. No, not a single one without man. So if we make up letters and we make words of letters, then what does a word mean? What is the meaning of a word? The meaning of the word is whatever we agree that word will mean. But it is only because we agree. Let us look at the syllables. They are parts. Syllables, parts of words. We don't say syllables, we say syllables. We make up that the word should be said with this sound, syllables. We don't say syllables are syllables. No, we don't agree. Syllables is syllables. I do not know what syllables is. There is no agreement for syllables. There is agreement for syllables. Syllables, 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 syllables. They are close, but they are different sounds. One means something, the other one means nothing. Who said? We do. We agree. Then we make a big book. We put the man's name Webster onto the book. And this is the agreement. It is what we will all reference, so we are all on the same page as far as words are concerned and their meaning. Incredibly useful. Not a word of it the truth. So we are making up not only the letter A, the shape, the sounds that are possible from the letter A, 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 A. A. So we are making up the sound. For each letter, we are making up every word from each letter and every sound represented by each letter. And then we put these sounds together. Word. 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 What happens to its meaning? They are only simple sounds. What is happening to the meaning as we make the sound and focus deeply on the sound over and over again? The meaning, it seems to go away until all we have is the sound. This is very important. Why is it important? How can I use this in my life? You are out having dinner with your friends, and someone is not being very nice at the table next to yours. They're making sounds that are not agreeable to you. Maybe they are saying bad things about Christ or Buddha or Muhammad or Krishna or Barbara Walters. They are saying terrible things about Barbara Walters. Maybe you are not attached to your opinions about Barbara Walters. But maybe you are about Christ or Buddha or Muhammad. But these are all simply sounds to represent the thing. They are not the thing. It is as significant for me to talk to my son in gobbledygook, ow, ow, as saying Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters. And I can say Barbara Walters, Barbara Walters. It has the same silly significance as ow. Every single word can carry within it any emotion. I can say the word hell, like hell. It is a bad, dark place, that hell. Or I can say to my son, hell, hell, and he will be laughing. What a pleasure to be able, as human beings, to form a word, to take a breath in and form a word like a song. Every little bit of that word coming out of your mouth and bringing life to everything around it as you sing it, pushing air out, forming a word. We can form a word. We can give it meaning. And most importantly, we give it emotion. Expression. Every little bit of it, an expression of who we are being. Guess what? People could care less what words are coming out of your mouth. We can care less. It is not so important, the words. I can as easily communicate with you reading a paragraph in a newspaper as telling you something concretely. And you will get exactly what I am saying if I am reading newspaper. If I want for you to experience being loved, I can read a newspaper to you and you will experience being loved. It is not so important the words coming out of my mouth. What is it that is important? It is what I am expressing from my being. That makes all of the difference. Each one of us, every one of us is a poet. But we don't know it. Yes. My son, he is a poet already. Expressing himself, expressing love. Every bit of it poetry, and he needs not one single word. But we get so easily attached to things people say, to the words they are using, to the rightness and the wrongness. What is it that we want to be so enslaved for? We can get so disturbed, we are willing to give up all peace, all calm, all of our love, just because a silly sound is coming out of another person's mouth. Think of a word that you do not like. Think of a word you dare not say. Say it 100 times. It will lose all meaning. It is only a sound. It is not right or wrong. It is a sound. Do not be afraid. You are not going to any place for saying any word. It is a sound we are making up. Let meaning be lost. Let your mind be lost for just a moment. What is that word? Begin repeating it until it loses all meaning. Once you notice it has no meaning, it is a funny thing, it transforms. The words form from your lips and your breath, and you feel your mouth moving, and the sound is coming out like a song. And then you can play with it. What you can play with is the feeling behind the word. Hell. 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 It is almost like hello. How are you? It is such a profound pleasure meeting you. Hell. Hell. Try it. Notice you can bring any way of being to anything that you're saying. It is a miracle that this can happen. The next time someone is upsetting you with the things that they are saying, do not listen to the words so much. Observe how are they being. Is this upsetting to them? Is it hard for them to form these words? Are they in pain? Saying these words. You have an opportunity to practice, to be conscious. To generate compassion. We will have more on this soon. Thank you so much for joining me on awareness.podomatic.com. Until next time, word.